Now why me? You crank that song. Now what? Soulja Boy, I've been it. Oh. Double Dungeon Christmas Spectacular 2020.
Wow. Whoa.
It is Monday, December 21st, Adi. Just a few days till Christmas. Just a few days till Santa comes. Just a few days till Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, is born again in a manger.
Wow.
All of that happens very soon. And
also,
more. Wait, today's the 21st. That's like the solstice, right? Or the equinox.
Yeah, happy solstice.
I don't remember.
Solstice.
There you go. Adi.
Yes.
I'm very excited for our Christmas Spectacular. We've been teasing it all year. It's our most famous episode of the year. So I'm extremely excited, and I went all out this time.
Wow.
We are so prepared. I've got content for days.
Well,
this is gonna be,
no, but it's not going to be days
This long. Is going to be, it's not going to be days long. It's actually probably going to be maybe 40 minutes if I had to guess. But
all
still.
Right. Spectacular.
Content for days. And I'm switching. We're not going to play the normal music except for one segment, which is our newest segment, just because I want people to remember what that segment is. And this is the one where we say, hey, what is that thing? What's going on with that? And I say, hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. I
say, hey, what's going on?
And this is a perfect example of why this segment is getting bumped to the front of the show. Because it involves things that need to be usually warm or fresh. So I got you an advent calendar. I went to Key Food and I got you the most expensive advent calendar at all of Key Food, which was the Cadbury advent calendar.
I can taste the difference.
The chocolate does taste better. I'll give it that.
It does.
But as we've gone through it, there have been not one, but two separate references to mince pie, right?
Yeah.
And we're both like, what's a mince pie?
I don't know.
Three. There's been a bunch of mince pie references in this calendar. So I was like, all right, mission. I'm going to find what a mince pie is. We're going to see what's the deal with these mince pies. I wrote Izzy and said, does Matthew like mince pies? Matthew being British.
Oh, yeah.
And she said he loves them and he dreams about them. Oh. So we'll see what this mince pie is. I thought mince pie was going to be like mincemeat, but I think it is. That's the thing is, I don't think mincemeat is meat. I thought mincemeat was meat. I think it's like chopped up fruit and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I read.
So I went all the way into Manhattan today.
Don't want to eat.
And I went to, first I went to this English pastry shop kind of place called Kinsey's.
Grocer, yeah. What,
Kinsey's? I think that, something
Kinsey
like that.
Something or something Kinsey.
Which is all the way over on 8th and like 14th-ish. And I walked down there. And as I turned the corner, I saw a line out the door, down the block, three quarters of the block, and then it turned and went further down. I could see the people wrap around the block. There was at least 30 people in line to get into this place. And I was like, forget it. We're not getting mince pies. It's over. But Izzy had sent me a second link, which is for a tea shop called Tea and Sympathy, which is like just two blocks over from there. So I ran over there, and they actually have their own little store that sells English snacks and treats and stuff.
And I didn't know that.
They had a sign that said fresh mince pies. So I went in and I was like, there was nobody in there. I was like, oh, let me get the mince pie. And he was like, oh, okay, great. It's $2.50 or whatever. And I was like, okay, can I actually get two of those? Because you need to be able to taste it too.
Yeah.
And he said, well, there's two in an order. And I was like, what kind of sense does that make? I don't know, but whatever. Give me two orders. And so we did that. And then while I was in there, I got something else that we are going to taste in between this. Actually, we've got a whole slate of things to try. So first we are going to try mince pie. We're gonna open your mind. You look like you're already upset about having to eat this. Let's try it. I'm
doesn't
gonna
sound
cut
good to
they're
me.
Very small. They're about the size of like, what is that, like a tennis ball in diameter. There's brown goo that spilled out of it. He said to cook it on the lowest setting of the oven for a long time so that it jellifies.
I'm supposed to do it now too?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I think I overcooked it a little bit, but let's see. Actually, I'm gonna just bite it. I can't cut it.
Can't
I'm gonna
cut
just bite
this.
It I'm going to try it. Here we go. That's delicious. It dried out a little bit. It's just like a lot of spice and jammy flavor. But then it's that nice lardy flaky crust with an egg wash. It's hot. I like it. It tastes like the center of a Fig Newton.
It's okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. Is it good enough to reference three times in a single advent calendar, though?
I don't know if that's your home, your country's thing.
I think it's pretty good.
If you're into it, I guess.
I'm into it. That's excellent. Izzy, learn how to make those. That can be your traditional. Actually, Matthew should learn how to make them so that that can be his thing. I think that's good. You know, I could see this working even better if it was like an actual pie. So you have a thicker layer of the jelly stuff. I think that would be good. This is actually pretty good. And for, what, like $1.25 each? That's actually a good price.
Yeah.
Why are you licking your teeth?
No, I burned my tongue.
Oh, I burned my cheek, so
we're a mess.
Okay. So that was item number one.
Okay.
Mince pie. Thumbs up. I think it's good. I can see why people get excited, especially when you're considering how bland and regular English food is in general. This is pretty good. Item number two. I just now ran down the street to get this. I am holding up a small, it stinks. Oh, it smells terrible.
You got something weird?
Small sugar plum macchiato from Dunkin' Donuts, which I've never seen on their menu before. I think this is new for this year. And it smells like medicine. It smells like...
What does that even mean?
It smells like sugar purple. It smells like the color purple. Not the book. It smells like purple. So it's a... When I walked in, I was like, so that sugar plum macchiato, I was like, is that hot? Is it cold? He was like, it's whichever you want. And I said...
Yeah, it's Dunkin'.
I was like, does it...
You do what you want.
Yeah, I was like, does it... I was like, should I get it hot? And he was like, whatever you want. So I said, okay, well, do you have like the smallest size? And he was like, yeah, it's 240. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I see that it's just regular coffee with one squirt of this syrup in it.
Yeah, that's how they do things.
So what is a sugar plum? Is it an actual thing?
I have no idea.
I know the sugar plum fairies. I'm assuming that's what they're going for. But so I got this. We have to split it. So I'm going to take the first swig. It smells like medicine, I'm telling you.
I mean, we're not splitting it, though. I'm just having a sip.
Yeah, well, it's a coffee. You can have it. You love coffee.
I don't want a sugar plum syrup coffee.
Oh, I asked for milk, too, which is not how I usually take my coffee, but I figured it would probably complement it.
It probably comes with...
Do you think they're trying to cash in on the pumpkin spice craze to introduce weird seasonal flavors?
Absolutely.
They're going to try and bring it back next year, aren't they? Mm-hmm. If it does well. Well, all right. Oh, I'm going in. It actually, it's a much more mild flavor than I was expecting.
But a flavor of what? Purple?
It tastes like purple. It tastes like, it's like vaguely Robitussin, but not bitter.
Oh, no.
But not bitter. But here, you try.
I don't like Robitussin.
Make sure you slurp it so everybody can hear.
No, I'm not gonna.
It's like kind of a dark fruity flavor. Not unlike the mince pie, but in coffee. It's not the worst. Hurry up, take a sip. We got to know how it goes. Okay, so it stinks. Adi's moved her face away. She took a sip. What do you think? She's shaking her head no.
That's not good.
It's not good.
That's good for someone who does like that flavored if you like Dimetapp,
it's like enjoy a very slight. Drink. It's like maybe an anise or a licorice or somewhere in that world.
Oh yeah. And I don't like any of those things.
It's
not the worst.
And it, you know, for $2.40,
the worst.
It's a way to get the holiday into your.
That's diet. Not. That doesn't say holiday
very,
to me.
It smells really, really sweet, but it's not. It's not very sweet at all.
Yeah, but you're right about what the flavors remind you of, and if you like that, then you'll enjoy this because it is mild, but I don't like any of those flavors.
I think it's fine.
It is fine, yeah.
So I had to go buy the sugar plum Dunkin' Donuts coffee to try because Izzy said we needed to split up the other two items that I got. We tried the mince pie. I'm setting that aside.
You can have mine later.
Hand me the brown blob there.
I will.
So this is figgy pudding.
Filled with spiders.
It is the figgy pudding from the We Wish You a Merry Christmas song. And apparently this is also an English thing, and they had it at the English store. So those little pastries, they were like $1.25 each. This little brown blob was like $9.
What?
Yeah.
Why? What is it?
It says very heavily brandied on the thing. So it's like I don't know. It looks like it's all the same stuff, but in a brown thing that Izzy said was probably full of lard and butter. So I'm going to try it. I had to steam it. It comes in a little plastic cup. So I'm taking a taste. It's falling apart.
You're mashing.
I'm trying to get a taste into my mouth.
Okay.
Okay. Wait, I'm taking one more bite.
Is it good?
Okay, you try.
Is it gross?
It tastes slightly like fruitcake.
Okay.
But fruitcake, like how Papa liked to do it, where he soaks it in rum. Except there's not that much rum in this. And it's mildly rich. It's just very mild flavor. It's not bad. It's pretty good. I think that the mince pie was better. But this was acceptable.
They're both okay.
You don't like this one either?
This just isn't my thing. This one's... I can tell that it's pretty good. I just...
I'm having one more bite. It's not my thing.
But it's... It is good. It's...
Very molasses. A lot of molasses. A little bit of nuts. A little bit of raisin. You can tell this is like what those gross fruit cakes are supposed to be. Mm-hmm. The ones that have the fruit in them.
Yeah, this is good.
It's fine. Yeah. Very brown bread. Man, you just aren't into any of the flavors of the season.
It's just this is not the season, I guess, for me then. I thought it was. I like winter, but...
And I finally, I ran over to Good Beer and I said, give me any beer that has the name Christmas on it. And he said, I only have one. It's by Hardywood. It's called Christmas Morning, and it has a very cute little gingerbread man in a rocking chair with a blanket on and a little Santa cap. Boy, you really don't like that, huh?
I respect it, though.
I said, oh, what kind of beer is it? And he said, it's a pastry stout. And I said, oof, I'm not usually a fan of those. And he said, me either. But it's the only Christmas beer we have.
So. Yeah.
And it was only
$6. You got what you demanded.
So, yeah, it's what I asked for. So I'm going to taste that now on the air as well. Do you want to taste?
I don't know.
It kind of smells like wine, which is not a good sign. It tastes better than it smells. It's got a very boozy finish. It's very dark. A lot of coffee. A little bit of raisin flavor. It's fine. It's a very dark imperial stout. Tastes like.
That tastes okay.
You want a little pour? I'll give you some in your glass. Do you want to sip on the Dunkin' Donuts?
I don't want more, even though that was the best thing I just had.
All right, Adi. Let's get out of this. Before we continue with this show, man, do you need to stop and get some water?
I thought that was good, but the aftertaste, is there's something about it. I have water. Sorry to interrupt.
Before we continue with the show, Adi, do you have a favorite Christmas song?
No.
I have a favorite Christmas song. Do you know what my favorite Christmas song is?
Yes.
Does the world know what my favorite Christmas song is?
They're about to find out.
They are.
Whirly bird, whirly bird, whirly bird, whirly bird.
Santa's coming in a whirly bird.
The news is out and I've been told. It came by wire from the great North Pole. I'm sure each boy and girl he heard. Santa Claus has got a new whirly bird. Santa's coming in a whirly bird. Christmas night in a whirly bird. So if you're good and you don't do, the whirly bird's gonna land on your roof.
That's the best Christmas song. I mean, actually, wait, that's my favorite secular Christmas song.
Okay.
My favorite religious Christmas song is by far We Three Kings. That's the best.
Oh, yeah, that one's great.
That one's great.
Yeah,
That's my favorite secular one. So as we transition throughout the night, I may be mixing that in quite a few times.
Okay.
So, Adi, time for some hot takes.
Okay.
Santa's coming in a whirly bird.
Hot take number one, Christmas hot take. I hate the blue LEDs in modern Christmas lights.
Oh, yeah.
Old Christmas lights, there was no blue light. And I think that there was no blue light because the incandescent bulb doesn't mix with a blue translucent bulb. The incandescent filament doesn't mix with a blue incandescent bulb to provide blue light. I think it gives it kind of a greenish tone. So now that there's LED lighting, they've gone nuts and they've added these blue bulbs in it. And it's like when they added the blue M&Ms, it doesn't belong there.
It doesn't belong.
Get it out of here. Nobody wants it. Take it away. It's not what we had when we were kids.
Yeah.
So get rid of the blue light, the LED light. I also hate LED lights in general because the refresh rate of the bulb, when you move your head, you can see it like strobing in a weird way.
Yeah, and that's weird.
I don't like it. Just get incandescent bulbs. And don't just get all white. get the colored ones. The colored ones are cheesy, and that's why we love them.
A lot of people like just the white ones.
People like to, they think it looks classy to have nothing but white. No, that's not what Christmas, Christmas is not about classy. It's about having fun, fun lighting. That's what you need. So that's hot take number one.
Santa's coming in a whirly bird.
Hot take number two.
Okay.
It's very cruel for all these Christmas radio stations to be playing There's No Place Like Home for the Holidays this year. I heard it come on the radio yesterday. That's just cruel. What are you doing?
I know.
People can't go. And it's all, the song is just all about how you have to go home or else it's not the holiday.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
take it off the rotation just this year. Come on. get rid of it.
Big oversight.
Santa's coming in a whirly bird.
Hot take number three. I'm glad SantaCon couldn't happen this year. Forget it. I hope it never happens again. I hope I hope they ban
nobody
it.
Nobody missed
it. Yeah, nobody misses SantaCon this year. And it never did anything good. You would think, oh, well, you know, if we're part of the SantaCon thing, we're going to get a whole bunch of people into the bar. You don't need them, number one. During the holidays, you're usually pretty busy as is. Number two, they're always a mess. Those people for SantaCon, they're just already drunk. They've been drinking since like 11 a.m., if not earlier. It's a mess, and they're never worth it. So, SantaCon, I'm glad you're gone. How about that? Adi?
Yeah.
We have some listener calls. So, we received, first of all, let's play a call from Abram.
Hi, Double Dungeon. This is Abram. I am calling because it's officially the holiday season now that Mannheim Steamroller came up on my shuffle just now, which means that it is officially time for lots of joy. Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope you're all doing well. Happy New Year. Hopefully
your robot.
This year was bad. Next year won't be worse. What else can I talk about related to the holidays? So there's this song from this singer, from some South American country. I can't remember which country he's from. But anyway, the song is called Each Time That I Think of You, and it's like a holiday song. And it starts off with him, you know, saying, each time that I think of this lady, you know, and you think it's going to be really romantic, but basically, the chorus is basically him saying, I take a dump on the old year, I take a dump on the new year, I take a dump on the little Christmas tree each time that I think of you. So, yeah, that's a pretty funny
I need to hear this.
Song. That's probably my favorite holiday song.
See, he's got a favorite.
I like Last Christmas. I like Last Christmas is a good song. And whatever the Beach Boys, Christmas comes this time each year. Anyway, I hope everybody has a good holiday.
I think saying Last Christmas is your favorite holiday song is cheating because I think that's everybody's
cheating.
I think that's everybody's favorite holiday song. I think that's everybody's favorite.
I think you're just thinking of your own little circle of people.
Okay, that's most people's favorite. There's
it's
probably
not,
some
it's not cheating.
There's some person that's never heard it before and so it's not their favorite and that's the only reason it's not their favorite. Abram actually called back after that for some reason. I'm not quite sure why, but we will hear now.
Hi, Double Dungeon, and this is Abram again. I thought of a Christmas story that I think is pretty funny in retrospect, but we used to do 12 days of Christmas or whatever when we were growing up, and one year on the last day, I can remember this, you know, this is probably one of the earlier Christmas memories that I can remember, but I remember that on the last night of Christmas, which is when you got your big present, you got your big payoff for being a good kid all year long, was that Miguel got Zelda, A Link to the Past, or no, not Zelda, A Link to the Past, the original Zelda game in the Nintendo with the gold cartridge. Miguel got that one year, and, you know, I remember we were all so excited, I'm like, ah! like, really freaking out about it. And, you know, Miguel loved that game, and I watched Miguel play that a lot when I was a kid. I can remember that. But the thing that is funny about that is that if I can remember that happening. You know, I can remember him getting that game. That means that it was probably around 1994 or 1995. And the first Zelda came out in 1986. So we were freaking out about getting a game that was like 8 years old, at least 8 years old at that point. But yeah, that's one of my Christmas memories. All right.
Bye! I'm sure that Miguel asked for it because I think our friend Eli had it. And we used to play it when we went over to his house.
Oh, cool.
So I'm sure that's why Miguel knew about it, even though it was 8 years old yeah. at that point. We also received a lovely call from our currently ill, ailing, soon to be better niece, Ophelia. She contracted COVID from somebody. So she's been ill. She's been toughing through it. So we wish her a Merry Christmas, a special COVID Christmas. Wish. So here is her message.
Hello, this is Ophelia. I would like to say that when I got tested, it went up to my brain. And then I been stuck in one room and I've been sick of the room, and I'm sick of my mom being with me and doing stuff. Yeah. Bye!
She's learning the appropriate Double Dungeon sign-off of any phone call. Bye! That's cute. Aww, oh, yeah. She's sick of the room.
I know.
I heard today they went outside, so that's good. They finally
yeah.
got out of the room
it's
for a bit.
Difficult to quarantine.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's sad. Howdy.
Yes.
I heard a very gross recipe.
And I can
Oh, wait. What am I doing?
What's
here?
Happening?
I've got too many buttons over here. All right, I heard a very gross recipe. So Abram and I, separately but at the same time.
Okay.
I was watching a vintage commercial reel from the 80s the other night when I was working on something else, and I sent it. Sorry, I think that the mince pies are coming back on me.
Aww.
And so I sent it to Abram because it had a lot of funny commercials in it, including for some reason Ebenezer Scrooge was in like McDonald's commercials and stuff like that. So we were watching them together.
Sure.
And they kept running these TV Guide recipe segments sponsored by Kraft Food, and this was the grossest one by far, which I am about to play for you. So listen to the ingredients and preparation.
Here's the season to be jolly.
Celebrate the season with Kraft TV special recipes. This colorful, cheesy fruit dip brightens your holiday party. You start with applesauce, pecans, and cinnamon. Then heat Cheese Whiz processed cheese spread, the marvelous microwave-in-a-minute cheese sauce, and stir into applesauce mixture. Serve with sliced red and green apples and pears.
So,
what?
So again, it's applesauce.
Yeah.
Walnuts. Hot Cheese Whiz.
Pecans. Yeah.
Oh, pecans. Hot Cheese Whiz, and then you eat it with apple slices.
Yeah.
If anybody showed up to my Christmas party with that, they're getting it. No, put it that
You would
way.
Try it, though. You'd
I would
be
try
like,
it.
Thank
yeah,
you,
actually,
I'm going to try this on the
I would,
show.
Yeah, I would save it and I would try it on the show. Yeah. Maybe we'll save it for another next year's Christmas. We can try it. Howdy.
Yeah.
Why do I keep, I'm like leading us into segments that aren't happening.
I don't know.
So anyway, I'm going to stop doing that.
Santa's drunk!
So I keep track of when the latest I have seen someone throw away a Christmas tree for years now.
Yeah.
It started out that it was like the first time I started keeping track, it was after Easter. And I thought it was so ridiculous that somebody had had their tree since Christmas and through Easter and was tossing it out then. But I've been keeping track of it, and it's slowly been getting closer and closer and closer to Christmas every year. There was a huge jump one year when somebody had obviously bought their Christmas tree around Thanksgiving and tossed their tree out from last year, and it was still, it still
oh,
had,
yeah.
it's, it, it was all dried out and disgusting, but it had like the tinsel still on it from the year before. They obviously had kept it in, I don't know, a basement or something, and they finally got rid of it. There's been another mega jump. I saw a Christmas tree out in the trash on December 19th of this year that had almost, and it had no needles on it. It was out in the garbage, out in front of somebody's house. They very obviously had forgotten about it for an entire year.
Really?
I don't know how you would, how can you forget a tree in New York City? How do you have the room to have, and it was a full-size tree for a year.
Like, they didn't just not water it for a month or something? I mean, like, they bought it too early this season?
And that's the thing is, I sent a photo to Mama.
Yeah.
I don't think, it looked really dried out. There were no needles on it at all. Wow. Even if you bought it at the 1st of November, I think it should last at least a month, even if you don't water it. I don't know. If you know anything, give us a call.
That's weird.
Our phone number, as always, So I was in the city today getting all of these assorted snacks that you hate. And I happened to walk by CityMD, which does free testing here in New York City. And the line on the 14th Street CityMD was, I sent you a video. It was a 10-second video of me scrolling constantly past the line up to the front. It looked like there was at least 60, more than 60 people waiting in line to go see CityMD this week. That's the most I've ever seen by far. I assume everybody's getting tested so that they can fly.
I'm guessing that.
So it was nuts. And 14th Street, that block is super long, and it went almost the whole length of the block.
That's crazy.
It was insane.
I did see the video. Yeah, that's just, it's so many people.
It was a ton of people. So
Santa's coming in a whirly bird.
So I made, because we're going to be stuck in our apartment this year, I decided to make a fireplace for our apartment out of paper mache. I think we might have talked about it quickly on the other show, on the regular show, not the spectacular Christmas show.
Yeah.
So I made a fireplace. It is about 3 feet high. It's made of paper mache and cardboard. It looks like it's got stones for the making up the walls of it. And we hung
it's super cute.
I painted it. It looks good. And then I only had orange and blue paint, so it's very brown because I could only make various shades of brown using the color I had. And then I made little logs, and I painted those, and a little thing to hold the logs. And then we hung all of our stockings off the mantle, and your sister gave us some cuttings from their tree. So I made a tiny little wreath, and that's hanging in the middle. And the last thing is that I put lights in it, so it looks like a lit fireplace, kind of.
It's the best, yeah.
So it's got two bulbs, one that's orange, one that's red, so that it gives it a nice little contrast. So I think we need to remember, can you make a note to remind me to put a photo of it in our podcast description?
Sure.
So you'll find a link to a photo in the podcast description, hopefully. If not, I'll have to update it.
I've got the note.
Santa appeared on one of our favorite NPR stations.
Oh, yeah.
And he appeared on the show that I used to intern at a long time ago.
You were the best intern.
Which was the Brian Lehrer show. And Brian Lehrer had Santa on. And I thought it was such an interesting Santa interview. He was receiving calls from the children. And I didn't realize that Santa is apparently from somewhere in New York, based on the accent.
Yeah.
But here Brian is asking about Santa's naughty list.
And I can guarantee you, 2020, the year is on the naughty list.
Santa was really feeling his ho-ho-hos during this interview.
Yeah.
He said it pretty much before and after every sentence. So.
Yeah.
Here was another fantastic segment, or part of the segment with Santa.
For you. Luca, you're on WNYC with Santa Claus.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning, Luca. Ho-ho-ho. Merry Christmas, young man.
Merry Christmas. I'm a girl, by the way.
Oh, Santa's sorry.
And here's the last segment, or the last clip from that segment.
How do your reindeer fly?
Well, that's easy. They fly on a Christmas spirit. The Christmas spirit lifts them into the air and flies us all over the globe.
You hear that? That's how they do it.
Yeah.
The Christmas spirit lifts them up in the air and then takes them all over the globe.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
So here it is. Merry Christmas. Everybody's having fun.
You know what's really annoying?
What?
This is the first Christmas that I think I've actually tried to wrap people's present in actual wrapping paper.
Mm-hmm.
There's like 4 feet of wrapping paper on these tubes. What's are we just buying the cheap wrapping paper?
I mean, well, you got it for free, but
there's 20 square feet on that tube. Yeah. That tube is 3.5 feet wide. So what is that? 3 feet of wrapping paper on a tube? You can't even wrap like a big size present with that.
No, yeah, it's a scam.
It's a scam. What is going on here?
You may as well make your own paper.
I that's what the Epoch Times showing up in our neighborhood is perfect for.
Santa's coming in a whirly bird.
I wanted to, I can't remember, I didn't actually listen to our old episode because I don't really listen to our shows anyway, but I may have told this story before, but whatever, I'm telling it again.
You could have asked me earlier.
There was a time that I was walking through the park and I had to find us a Christmas tree, and I found a mutant tree that's one of the two tree stands in that part of the neighborhood had chucked into prematurely. Because that's where the what's it called? Mulchfest happens, where people drop off their trees. And there was a mutant tree that had been already chucked into the tree pile. And it was a mutant tree because it was two trees that were joined together at the base. And so what I did is I took it home and I sawed off the bottom so that it was two separate trees and I had to detangle them. And there was one tree that was a little more full, which I think I gave you, right?
Yeah.
And then there was one tree that was a little more scraggly that I
neither
cut
were really
full. Neither was full. Because it was two trees together. So yeah. When you pull them apart, they're completely bare on the backside. And I remember it. You didn't like that it was bare on the backside. But whatever.
I still like that you gave me a tree.
I got it for free.
It was
very
nice of you.
And I was being very resourceful. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Yes.
So that was a good find.
It was a good find. I was very surprised.
Oh.
Okay! Christmas, Christmas time is near.
When I was little, my grandma's neighborhood used to be completely covered in lights. All of the neighbors had a ton of lights. This would have been in the 90s, and I think they bought their house in the 60s. And there was one house that was kind of across the street and up the block from her that went just completely nuts with their Christmas lights. I'm talking like, it, you know, the National Lampoon, the way he does his house up? It looked like that. There were so many lights all over the place. There were tons of those blow mold snowmen, nutcrackers, tin soldiers, all of that. They had anything and everything that
illuminated. All sorts.
All over. And not only that, people would always drive by slow there. But you could actually park, and they would let you go into their backyard, and it was done up the same way. It was tons of tons of lights, but then they also had a bunch of like animatronic kind of stuff. In the guy had built these like plexiglass boxes that they go in, so they were protected from the weather. But there was a ton of little like animatronic doodads moving around in the backyard, and you would go in and kind of wind around. And then at the end, they would ask for a donation, I think. I don't remember. Oh. That they might, like, donate or put towards the lighting.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure they spent a lot of money on
lighting.
It's a ton,
yeah.
Yeah. They did that for, it felt like maybe 15 years of them doing that all out. And every year it got bigger and bigger and bigger. And they don't do it anymore. I think they got divorced or something happened. But it was a very...
But you still remember.
Yeah, it was a very unique... It was, people think they go all out. This was all out. It was over the top.
Just so you could go... into the back. Yeah,
yeah,
it was like,
neat. It was
pretty
neat.
It must have been big.
Yeah. I have a gross story, even though it's our Christmas. Spectacular.
Of course, okay.
I have a gross story. I have two gross stories. So the first ghost story. When I lived at 78 Clinton Avenue in Fort Greene, Brooklyn, I lived on the third floor, and our landlady used to only accept rent in cash. And she was a very large black woman who had owned the building since it was a black-only neighborhood, pretty much, which was, it had to be in the 70s. And she was pretty old. She was like, I think back then in the early 2000s, she was probably in her mid-70s, if not a little older. And she was kind of immobile. She didn't get around much. But she was also a little off. She was very nice, very friendly, but also a little, just a little weird, peculiar. So whenever anybody moved into the apartment, it was their duty to go pay the rent in cash. And everybody just pretended that it was the new person's job every time so that they wouldn't have to do it anymore. Because every time you would go down there, she would try and make you eat old food that she had gotten from, I don't know, the food bank or from something. And it was really, really old food. And one time
she was trying to be nice. She was trying to be nice, good.
But it was bad too, because she would insist that you eat the food, and it was like, stuck. I don't want to eat it. Yeah. So one time I went down when I was the new guy, and she had those Christmas cookies that are the stars that have the sugar green and red top.
Yeah, I remember.
Some are
those.
Green, some are red, and they're like, you get them at the grocery store. They're not expensive.
No.
And she was insisting that I eat one. And I was like, I'm good. And she was like, no, here, have. It had to be at least late April, if not already May. And she still had these Christmas cookies.
No, they're not around all year.
No. So that was not a great one.
Santa's coming in a whirly bird.
Gross story part two. Hot toy this year. They announced it on the radio.
Okay.
Stores cannot keep in stock anything that poops. Apparently, that's all the kids are asking for, other than a PS5. All the kids want is any toy that poops.
Why?
I don't know. I saw that commercial for, there's one that's like a bird, and it poops into a clear toilet, and it poops that sand, that hydrophobic sand, so that when it goes in the water, it clumps up like a poop.
How long can you be entertained by that toy?
There was another one. I mean, I've seen several of them, but there's one that's a unicorn that poops into ice cream cones, multicolored Play-Doh looking stuff.
I have
stuff,
a friend who last year was planning on buying that for like a child in need, like in her list or something. Yeah, it was something like that. She was going to donate to a family.
That's pretty, I don't know if that's going to help the kid in need.
It may have been on their wish list.
Oh, probably. Again,
because it was a popular toy even last year.
Oh, was it? I didn't know that.
The unicorn one, I think.
Huh. So.
Like poopsie or something?
I think this is a perfect transition song then. Another Christmas memory I just remembered today was that when we were... what year was that? Whatever year Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves came out, Grandma went all out that year. Grandma would buy me and Miguel sets of things sometimes that were really like exactly what we wanted.
Cool.
But she would get everything from the entire set kind of thing. And that year we had gone to see Prince of Thieves when it came out. I think it was a summer movie, but Grandma loved that movie. Loved it, because the bad guy lost, the good guy won. It wasn't raunchy.
Yeah.
She was always, you know, saying everything was raunchy. That was not. It was a family-friendly movie. So she loved it. So that Christmas, we got the entire set of Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves toy. It was amazing.
Wow.
There was
that sounds great.
All the little guys... And then we got, there was one that was like, would shoot a wooden, it was a cart that had a wooden arrow on the front that would shoot. And then we got another one that was a ball tosser. It would toss this ball that had like netting on it. It was another cart. And then there was a huge playset of trees and the whole, what do they live in? Like a treehouse kind of thing. It was big. It was really big. And then years later, I got into collecting Star Wars toys, and I realized that all of those toys were actually just the exact same toys that they had released as Star Wars Ewok line.
Oh.
They just made different figures and re-released it as Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Oh, so, oh man, weird.
So we had the whole like Ewok setup just from a different toy line.
Yeah.
So it was pretty funny. So, but we still had a lot of fun. I liked that. I think we have that set still, actually.
I mean,
somewhere.
I hope so. I mean, it sounds
neat.
Was
a good play set. Yeah. Well, it was a good play set too, because it wasn't just like the He-Man ones where it's kind of an empty box with just a front that you play on. This was like a 3D thing. There was stuff to do. There was like a little, I remember one that was like a hammock that you could raise and lower. So yeah, that was a good toy. I like that one a lot.
Okay! Christmas, Christmas time is near.
All right, last thought on the way out the door. Wrapping up our 2020 Christmas Spectacular.
Wow, yeah.
I want to know, are the Ice Capades still around? We saw an ad in that same advertising block that I was watching with Abram for the Ice Capades. Do you know what the Ice Capades are?
Is that skating?
Yeah, it was skating. They would come to town, the Ice Capades. It was like a big deal. And it was, they would have like a theme. I think there were snowmen and stuff skating around.
I think if it wasn't COVID, they'd still be around.
I don't know. I'm interested.
Is there still like Disney on Ice?
Do you think Disney on Ice is the Ice Capades? Do you think they bought it or something? Because I haven't heard the term Ice Capades in a long time.
That's true. You know, I don't know.
We're going to have to look into
it. We'll have to do a follow-up.
Yeah, this is a good
spectacular follow-up.
We'll follow up next Christmas Spectacular if we can remember. Anyway, all right. I think that is pretty much everything I had to reminisce about this Christmas. Oh. So let's get out of here. Are you excited for Christmas?
It'll be good.
It'll be fun. All right. Bye, everybody. To say on a bright, Hawaiian Christmas day.